Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Flowing with the Pastors. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm joined today by my co-host, my wonderful husband, my man of God, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And it is a blessing to be coming live to you here on Blog Talk Radio today. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, we say in the old church, God is good all the time and all the time. God is good. We welcome you to this radio broadcast on today. We want to remind you to let somebody know, to let somebody know about Flowing with the Pastor so that they too can partake of the blessing that the Lord always seems to bring to us as we come together on these internet airwaves. So go ahead and tell somebody, email somebody, and let them know about Flowing with the Pastor. And we ask you to make us a favorite so that we can continue to sow into your life, amen, by way of encouragement and exhortation and the word of God. Amen. Amen. And praise God. We're going to just go ahead and move forward. My co-host is with me. What's going on, honey?
Yes, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
It is a choice to rejoice, and I just choose today to rejoice.
Yes. Now, you sound a little wobbled to me. How do I sound to you?
Yes, a little yes.
Okay, that's probably because we're both on our cell phone and calling into the broadcast, and we probably need to say something, honey. Amen. Okay, so you came off of the call. We probably need to put some more distance. We're both home today. Amen. In the home office, in the studio from the home office, and it's magnetic. We probably need to put some more distance between us. Let me just put you back on the air. Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony. Pastor Anthony, amen, amen. We're getting it together, amen, hallelujah. I tell you, you can't put too much fire in the close proximity because we will burn up these wires, amen, hallelujah. But he's going to resituate himself, probably going down to the basement, amen. He said, we have a big house. He said, I can put some distance between us. And I'm like, no! Don't leave me. Amen. Stay with me, honey. Stay with me. Amen. Honey, you're back on the air.
Amen. It's a little better reception.
Again, yes, I hear you much better.
I thank God that he has given us space and some ability to adjust. So we are going to go forward with power and authority. Amen. As we close out the last this year, excited about what God has done all year long, but more excited about what about to do.
Yes, I mean, it is the last Tuesday. How about that? My God, can you believe it's the last Tuesday of the year?
Amen. I do believe it. It's been a year of so much going on in our world, but God is still on the throne, and I just know the people of God are believing by that what God has not done this year, he will complete next year.
Yeah, and I just so believe that what he has not done, but what you have not seen manifested, in your life this year, hold on, because God's timing is not our timing. You know, we're looking for God to do something in 2008 or 2009, and God's going to do it when he's going to do it. Amen. And we just have to hold on and be patient and believe God and believe that his time, that his kairos is the right time.
Amen. I so agree with that. I think as believers, we do get caught up on this aspect called time.
Yeah.
And one of those things that God controls. It said he holds the seasons and the time in his hands. So if he controlled the seasons and the times, I'm just believing God that due season is due when it's due. due season is an appointed time for when God wants to do a particular thing in our lives. But God is always up to something.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's just so powerful that you say that. And I want to welcome Mrs. Dana Neal, who's been with us this whole year. Amen. She's always with us on every broadcast. And the Lord is just blessing her mightily. I was over at her new website on this morning over at CKQ Gifts. And just was really blessed by the what God is doing over there through her. That change has occurred even in the lives of so many people. And I just want to give a shout out to Mrs. D. Neal and let her know that we appreciate her.
Amen. I just want to speak, you know, right now, God is putting in my spirit toward Ms. Dana Neal because she has been seeking God.
Yes.
And he says, seek me while I may be found, call upon me while I am near. And sometimes I said it to our church on Sunday, I've gotten to a place in God where I don't recognize myself. Hallelujah. I pray that's ministering to somebody right now. You can get to the place in God where you don't recognize yourself. And we get to a place in God spiritually, and God is showing me, Pastor Rebecca, that she is there spiritually, a place as we close out this year that she's never been before spiritually. And now with that elevation, she can see things from a God point of view, and God is going to now begin to allow things to come into her life that she's now ready to handle. Because God is faithful to those who are faithful to him.
Yes.
And because, you know, we don't get how God operates. He says, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And when we get in a position to be in the will of God, the perfect will of God, not the permissive will of God, but the perfect will of God, that's when the anointing and the blessings and the overflow begins to enter into our lives. And
yes.
I've seen her faithfulness toward this broadcast. I've seen her faithfulness toward you and being obedient to tune in, probably sometimes when she didn't feel like tuning in, to come and be obedient and to hear the voice of God, because there's so many in our land that are going toward the itchy ear messages. But
yes.
You and I try to keep it as real as possible. Of course, we're going to edify and encourage and exhort, but we're going to tell you the truth on this broadcast.
Amen.
It's only the truth that's going to set us free. So
yes.
God is speaking to her directly today to show her that because she's been faithful over a few things, in 2009, he's going to make her ruler over many.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the truth. You know, I touch and agree with that word, Pastor Anthony. And so does Dana Neal. She says, yes, Lord, so true. And she said, thank you, Lord, and thank you, Pastor, for that word. And it's just so important that we just call it like we see it. And Dana's website is ckqgifts.biz. And it's just a powerful place. I went over there today, and I was just amazed and delighted to see what she's done over there. And it's evidence of the physical. It's the physical evidence of the spiritual transformation that she is undergoing, and the changes that have occurred in her life. I told you, Dana Neal, I told you a couple of weeks ago that I see the change in you. I see God's hand on your life. I see what God is doing in you. I see you submitting yourself to the Lord. And I know it hurts, but I do see it. And Pastor Anthony sees it. And we're just, and he's not here to see the chat room, but both of us are really just blessed to see what God is doing in your life. He's brought you from a mighty long way. You know, you weren't that bad to begin with, but I know that there were some things that you wanted the Lord to work on in your life, and to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Let no man, let no woman take credit for what God has done. You know, we're all servants. I see you say that you're ready to be a servant, and we're all servants of the Lord, and it has to stay that way, you know, that we continually, no matter how you sow into somebody's life, no matter how you bless someone, know that it's not you either. It's God working his will through you. And I'm just blessed to be a servant. And I know Pastor Anthony, you could say the same thing, that, you know, it's a blessing to be used of God. Amen.
Amen, Pastor Rebecca. And God is no respecter of persons. Those who tune in faithfully, those who've been, a part of what we're doing here, trying to attempt to do here for God, we know that many people are in the vineyard and many people have stepped out like Peter on the water of faith and holding and believing to God that they won't sink, but they'll swim. So I'm believing God as he brought us all this year, like you said, to this place in this last broadcast of the year, that God is a God that cannot fail. When we put our total trust in him, sometimes, Pastor Rebecca, you know, it's about enduring. And many of us have endured this year.
Yeah.
I said it, I think the other day, we're not just supposed to endure life, but we're supposed to get to the place where we are enjoying life. And you are not taking that to heart. And sometimes you hear the spirit of our hearts and the tone of our voice that we enjoy life. And if you're not to the place where you're enjoying life, we just need to get back to what has already been predestined and preordained and done already, meaning eternity. Because, when John said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the earth, the sin of the world," we need to recognize as Christians, we already have a set place in him. We are seated in heavenly places with him. So I just love the fact that we have an elevated point of view from what is happening in the world. And I know that when God opened our spiritual eyes to see more clearly than what the world sees, that now we have a better chance to navigate and to begin to recognize what God is doing, even in the midst of so uncertainty.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen.
So, Pastor Rebecca, many people are going into next year believing what CNN is saying, believing that, the White House won't be able to rescue this nation in the immediate, believing that the church is going backwards instead of forwards. But I want to believe that God is still in control.
My God. And that's what Galatians says. Don't be deceived because God is not mocked. I'm feeling led to pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord, and we worship you and we magnify your name on today. We thank you, Lord, for this is the day that you have made and we are rejoicing and glad. And Lord, for this time that you have allowed my husband and I to come on these radio broadcasts, internet airwaves. Here with your people, Lord. And we pray, Father God, that you let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you. Father God, incline us to hear your voice and to speak what thus says the Lord unto your people. Incline the people to have ears to hear what thus says the Lord. Father God, thank you for Sister Peaches and thank you for Mrs. D. Neal. Father God, thank you for those who are streaming, Father God, and all those, Father God, who are gathering to listen to the archives, even of this last broadcast of the year 2008. And Lord, at the end of this time, God, we will be sure, certain, as you save souls, change lives, set the captives free, open the eyes of the heal the sick, Father God, and Father God, deliver all of those who need deliverance on today, that we will give you the honor and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. Amen. And Pastor Emily, to say, piggyback on what you were saying about so many people are believing CNN and so many people are believing what's on the news and so many people are even believing on Barack Obama's for deliverance. You know, we have those conversations so sometimes that we cannot be deceived, and we have to know that God is not mocked. We cannot be distracted. Amen. We cannot take our eyes off of God. Our Bible clearly tells us to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Amen. And to meditate on God's word. Amen. But I was in Numbers this morning. It's just so amazing how God speaks to us through every book of the Bible. The Bible is consistent. Amen. And it's fluid. And Numbers 23:19, God brought me right back to the same old scripture that we have quoted so often. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it.
Jesus.
He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord, his God, is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. My God. I mean, I'll just stop right there. That's some powerful, powerful scripture. When you think about the fact that no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're seeing in the news, no matter what's going on in the world and the economy, we were in the supermarket last night and it was dreary. People were like at a wake. They were like walking through the aisles like they were at somebody's funeral. But Pastor Emily and I were walking and talking and laughing and buying our groceries and some treats too for our kids. But the thing about it is, no matter what it looks like, we have to realize that God has spoken, and God is not a man that he should lie. And has he not spoken? Has he ever spoken and not made good on what he has said that he would do? That's the question that the Bible asked us as we are reading that scripture. Has God spoken or not? Has he spoken and not made it good? Has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So we have to know that God, what he says he will do, he will do. The Bible says, has he said, and shall he not do it? And that's what we have to get to the point. This Tuesday, before we leave 2008, we have to get to the point where we believe that God is not a man that he should lie, that he's going to do what he said he's going to do.
My God, are you onto something here? You just read from the Old Testament that when God bless a thing, can't nobody undo it. And sometimes we are just here today to remind you that you are blessed and highly favored. Because as you were sharing that, God spoke to me, and he took me right to the book. I don't have a Bible with me right now, but he took me to the book of Matthew. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the pure of heart, that they shall see God. Blessed are you when you're persecuted for my name's sake. It is just an awesome thing to know that you are blessed. And many of us have believed because we are blessed. Now it's up to us to get into a position of receiving. You just need to be like a catcher in an outfield. Get in a position where God's just going to begin to drop stuff your way. And that's why we got to have a spiritual discernment for what God is doing in this hour. You know, Pastor Rebecca, before I met you, God was already asking something.
Pastor, did you move? Did you move? Who moved?
No.
Because your reception changed.
It's breaking up?
Yes.
It's still breaking up?
Can you guys hear Pastor Anthony? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Amen. I want to welcome Sister Janine to the phone line. She's listening by way of being on the air with us. Amen. I believe you're fine, Pastor Anthony. No one has answered whether or not they can hear us clearly.
Okay. I don't know if you can adjust, but you're a little muffled.
I'm a little muffled?
Yes, even in my natural hearing, you're a little muffled.
Okay, well, you go ahead. I'm going to do something different. Go ahead.
Amen. But I was saying that we need to just be to the place where we receive God's blessing now. And we are blessed. And once you make that declaration in your spirit that you are blessed, nobody can change your position in God. And that's what the enemy comes to do, to get us to doubt God, to get us to go and operate in the spirit of fear again, And look back at this 2008 year to see what has not been manifested in the natural, and then begin to, as you said, doubt God. But we know that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent about anything. So we have to make up in our hearts today, and I'm there. I try to be there. I get to a place sometimes where the fear and sometimes the doubt tries to come and re-enter, but you got to shut that door. Don't give the devil a foothold today. Don't give him a toehold. Don't allow anything that the negative thinking, the negative thoughts that the devil try to input in our spirit, don't allow that to come in and have place in your spirit. So when we cross over into next year, as we look back at this year, look at what God has already done. Again,
yes.
God, many of us have gone to a place spiritually that we've never known before.
Yes.
Our faith has gone to another level, And that's where God wants us. We're in a perfect position now to receive God's best.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we are in that position, and we have to make sure that we are planted and rooted in that position and know that we are blessed and God has blessed us, and that we shall not allow our circumstances or allow people to reverse that blessing. Amen. And I'm just I was distracted because there was some everything was going wrong. It's the technology again. It always seems to come against our broadcast, but the devil is a liar. And a couple of people had to restart just when we were having problems with the phones. But we're here. You know, we're still here, and we're going to still move forward with what the Lord has to say. We want to welcome an hour to empower to the chat room, and also welcome the Holy Ghost. Amen. And welcome guests 613 and Jay Strickland. Also welcome the Holy Ghost, Dunamis, you know, that power. Pastor Emily preached the sermon on this past Sunday, Finders Keepers. And you know, for anybody interested in having our sermons, we will be putting them on our website. You can sow into the ministry coming up this year. You'll be able to get the weekly sermons on CD or DVD. But Finders Keepers was a word that you ministered, and I was just thrown off my seat because at the end of your word, you preached on dunamis. You said dunamis. What did you say about dunamis?
Dunamis is, you know, we talk about this power of the Holy Spirit that we have dwelling on the inside of us.
Yeah.
And one of the teachings that we teach at our ministry is that the Holy Spirit is in you, it's with you, and it's upon you. And that's found right there in the book of John, the 14th chapter, and in the 13th chapter, and the 15th chapter, where God promises the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon us even as he departs. And now that we have the power of the Holy Ghost, that same dunamis power that raised our Lord and Savior from the grave, we need to believe and begin to operate in that. And one of the things I shared is that the reason we don't see signs and wonders in the church is because some of us as Christians today, I'm talking about the church at large, not particularly those on the line, but many of us don't see the signs and wonders because we don't recognize or have not been taught or don't realize the power and authority that we really operate in.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I talked about was that the women in Luke chapter 24 went to the grave to see, pay their respects and go anoint the grave of Jesus, the tomb, the sepulcher with oils and ointments. And when they got there, the angel of the Lord said, "Why seek the living among the dead? Why seek the living among the dead?" And because this power that dwells on the inside of us makes us alive in him, it's not that we just breathe in the natural air, but now that we are alive in Christ, we need to begin to walk and operate in that power and authority that we have. And Pastor Rebecca, sometimes we take this to the real supernatural, but I gave the congregation just tangible examples of our oldest son, how God has worked with him and ministered to him. Now he is a young man, getting ready to graduate college and doing well in life. And I talked about our son-in-law, things that you and I have been praying about, how God has drastically shown us miracles in the natural of even family members, those who we love, how God has naturally and in his perfect time in turn lives around the people who we love. So sometimes we got to look for the miracles just in the everyday things that we believe in God for.
Amen. Amen.
And sometimes we just look for the big stuff, you know, the $1 million to start the church. We look for God to dry up the cancer right away. We look for the big stuff that's off the chart. And all along the way, God is showing us through his power what he's doing on a daily basis.
Yeah, amen. I'm working with Dana in the chat room, but God is Dana can't hear us, amen. But God is working with us on a daily basis. And you know, Pastor Emily, just before we came on the air, I was thinking about how it's amazing how God orchestrated it even for the world to recognize the birth of Jesus Christ just before we go into another year, just before we go into a new year. I mean, it's just amazing how he wants us, and check this, we have to catch this, because so many preachers were preaching on Jesus and the birth, the Immaculate Conception on this past week, and God wants us to get our focus back. He wants us to get our focus back on the main thing, on the most important thing, which is the birth, life, death, burial, and resurrection and power of Jesus Christ. Before we even go into another day, another hour, another minute, God is saying to the people that we need to get our mind back on Jesus. Yes, 2008 has been a wonderful year. It's been a tumultuous year. It's been a difficult year for a lot of people. It's been a trying year. But the thing about it is it has still been a God year. God never lost his position in 2008 as pertaining to his heavenly position, as pertaining to his power. But he has lost his position in the minds and lives of so many people. And God is saying that it's time to come back to him, to come back to God. We're looking forward, but before we look forward, we need to get right into the now, get into the present, and realize the present of the power of the Holy Ghost of dunamis that we have abiding on the inside of us so that we can then move forward with power. You know, it's one thing to go forward, but it's another thing to be able to go forward with power. So before we make another thing, before we make another resolution, you know, before we make another declaration, we need to get right back to basics and make the realization that Jesus is still Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And that the same power that rose him up from the grave is still abiding on the inside of each and every believer. And then we need to know that we are still blessed and it cannot be reversed by circumstances or people. And we need to put God back on the throne. And then we can be able to move forward with power. Because I believe God wants to do some great things. The whole earth is groaning. The Bible tells us.
Amen. You're onto something so powerful here, because when the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first, the word first is for a reason. Because God wants to be first in everything, in our marriages, in our business planning, and the goals and even the purpose that we're setting out to do for him to bring his name glory in the earth. And it has been a blessed season where during the Christmas time of year, the focus is on Jesus. But he wasn't just that little baby in the manger. He was the one that ministered to the disciples. He is the one that walked the earth and taught us, God incarnate in flesh. He is the one that deposited the word of God in the earth and left us his word. He is the one now seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I. And when we begin to put him first, because our God is a jealous God, now God can trust us with what he's been trying to get to us all along.
God.
And I believe this firmly, and I've seen it happen even in our church, Pastor Rebecca, and it grieves me that sometimes when we're on the right path with God, and then the devil begins to orchestrate another plan that opposes the plan of God for our lives. Amen.
I've seen
wolves and sheep clothing, even draw some of the sheep out of our fold, because now, as you just said, we sometimes stop putting God first. And when you meet that prospective husband, when you get the ideal business, when you get kidney in your body, don't forget who's it and who has done it, because God wants to continue to bless us. And it's so unfortunate that many churches come mid-January or early February will get right back to business as usual and forget their first love. That's what Revelations is all about. The Bible, Jesus chastises the church because he said there's one thing you have forgotten, and that is your first love.
My God, you said the church will get back to business by mid-January, that a lot of people, not all churches, because we do believe that the true church is alive and kicking, and NCCM is one of those churches, amen, but so many people will get distracted. That's what we were talking about, and not just the church building, but the people who are the church, you know, that we are the church, will get distracted and get back to the business of life as usual. And you preached it on Sunday that Jesus told Mary and Joseph, he said, why are you even looking for me? Don't you know that I must be about my Father's business? And that's why I was asking you about that word dunamis, because you said, you broke it down even in the end, dunamis, you know, we have dunamis, you have dunamis so that you can do what you must. And I thought that was so powerful. I was like, that was, wow, that knocked me off my chair, because we love, the preachers love that revelation, that rhema revelation. You said we have dunamis so that we can do what we must. You have dunamis so that you can do what you must. My God, and you must be about your Father's business. And it's just so powerful when you said that, Pastor Anthony.
It is a thing where, you know, the word must is a strong word. And when Jesus was 12 years of age and using that, you know, word must to his parents, and I share it with some of us, is not a choice. Although God gives us free will, for some of us, especially those of you who are on the line, you really know the voice of God, and you have said yes to the Lord.
Yeah.
And when you say yes to the Lord, there's an all-out attack against your life from that point on. But be encouraged on today. Because you said, yes, Lord, now as you read in Numbers, it is up to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith, to perfect the work that he has begun in us.
Yeah.
So because we said, yes, Lord, we got to keep that obedient heart and say, yes, Lord.
And
when he tells us to tithe, when he tells us to give above the tithes and the offerings, when he tells us to go to the local church and help it be established, when he tells us to get up out of a dead church and go to an alive church, when God speaks, we got to listen.
We have to listen, my God. Pastor Emily, I tell you, when God speaks, we have to listen. I mean, look at you and I, how we had to leave a church where we were in leadership amongst many people, amongst thousands of people. We were in position to leave a church and come to a place where it was just you, me, and the kids, and no more. You know,
us four, no more.
us four plus Justin sometimes, and no more. So it's just amazing how God will take you from one position where you think you are situated, you think that you are comfortable, or you are comfortable, and he will move you to tell you to do something that you would rather not do. You know, you want to stay in that comfortable position. But then when God starts to nudging on us and prompting us to do what we must to be about his business, then it just becomes a challenge to obey. And as we go into this next year, the Lord is just telling me to say that obedience is key. You know, obedience is key. So many people, we have so many people who have come out to the chat room even on today, and I just want to welcome everybody in the chat room, Mika and Zach and Angela and Lady Prophet Carling and Marcus Boston and all of those already greeted, even Prophetess, God bless you, Prophetess Singletary, who's a member of our local congregation here. But God has sent so many people here today to encourage you in your with him. You know, I believe that God is saying on today that so many people have come to the end of the year, this year, 2008, and you feel a sense of unease, you know, like maybe perhaps I don't even know where the road, which way to go. It's a fork in the road, and even lacking of direction. And so many people are asking God, which way do I go? I feel like I have come to the end of the road. I feel like I've come to the end of myself. And you know, there are many, even like me, who are saying to God today, God, if you don't do this, I don't know how it's going to be done, because I've come to the end of my own power. And if that's you on today, exactly, that's where exactly where God wants you. He wants you to come to the end of yourself so that you can tap into him. He wants you to get right there where your head is, your back is up against the wall, and you're saying, God, I can't do no more. And that's it. Because in your strength, when you are weak, then he is strong. Then he can begin to come in and take over. When we get rid of our desires and we humble ourselves before him and we say, God, you know what? I'm weak right now and my faith is starting to falter. That's when the prayers of Jesus will kick in, because Jesus said, praying that your faith will not fail you. And that's when the power, the dunamis of God can kick in and he can begin to work his will through you. Get yourself out of the way. So many of us, me included, I'm talking to myself right now, need to just move out the way. Just move. Move out of the way and let God do what he's going to do. 2009, forget another thing. You don't need another thing. You know, prophecy is great. We don't despise prophecy, but you don't need another prophetic utterance. You already know. You got so much word in you, you don't know what to do. Get a megaphone. Go stand on the street corner and preach the gospel. Ride the bus back and forth and preach to people as they get on and off the bus. There's so much that you can be doing for the Lord right now that you don't even need nobody to tell you that God has called you to preach. You don't need nobody to tell you nothing. All you need to do is just be about your Father's business. Just move and go ahead and do what God has called you to do.
Pastor Rebecca, that's just so awesome, because, you know, it's one of those things where we look to ministry and we look to the natural churches that are in our neighborhoods and in our world. We see the edifices and we see the titles that is visible. And yet God is saying sometimes our first ministry is to one another. He says you'll know, people will know that you are my disciples, the love you have for each other. And because, as we said earlier in the program, that it's business as usual, once the Christmas trees are taken down and once the ornaments and the lights are put out, it's business as usual, even some of us on a personal level, where we'll get to a place where we'll go to the church and lay our business plan at the altar, at the, you know, instruction of the pastor. But now God is saying to us individually, especially those of you on this line, you know, put me first and begin to realize what really matters in life. We go and we're goal-driven, we're achievement-driven. You know, they wave this carrot of money in our world. And God is saying, I need you to recognize me. All this stuff is getting in the way of me. Naked we came in as well. Surely naked we're going to leave. But now God is saying, put the focus back on me.
Yeah.
It says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are heavenly, whatsoever things are above, focus. It says, focus on those things. Fix your eye on God. And that is a conscious choice where we chose to look upward. Because if you look horizontal, you better look vertical. If you look horizontal, you may get distracted by your marriage going through. You may get distracted by all the bills that's on your counter right now. You may get distracted by another negative church story and scandal that the news will put all over our TV set. But God is saying today, put your focus back on me so I can do a work in your individual lives. Now that I've made the change in one life, now you can go and affect many lives.
Wow, we're going to change the world. My God. To say that so much, and you know, as I look more and more at Christians, I found that I wasn't saying it as much because I was being distracted. But we have the power to go and make disciples of all nations. We can impact the world as Christians. This group here, this group that's in here, and this group that's in your local churches, wherever you, when you leave here, you go where you go, and on your Blog Talk Radio broadcast, we can change the world. I mean, look at the power that we have. Look at the power, the doing. Zach said dynamite. You know, it's like a stick of dynamite. It's like a bunch of dynamite residing on the inside of each and every one of us, that if we tap into that power on the inside of us, we can actually change the world, starting with our own family, with our marriages, our children, our own workplaces. My God, the power that we have. We don't have to look at what's going on with homosexuals wanting to get married or abortions or kids having abortions, kids having sex, shooting up each other. We don't have to look at that stuff and shake our head. We can tap power on the inside of us, the power of prayer, and begin to make a difference. Pastor, we have open up these phone lines. We only have 20 minutes left. We want to give the people in the chat room, the people that are speaking, the opportunity to speak. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. Feel free to call us, amen, and talk to us about what God is saying to you, amen, as we end 2008 going into 2009. God is still speaking, just like he had to come to Job and pull his coat and remind Job that he still is God. And just like he came to, I told you I was in the book of Numbers, right, Pastor, when he came to Balaam, when Balak sent for Balaam to come and curse Israel, curse the people of Israel, that's who God was talking to when he said, I am not a man that I should lie, or the son of man that I would change my mind. But he came to Balaam, and he said, Balaam, come and curse this people, because if you say they're cursed, they're going to be cursed. And Balaam first stood firm and said, no, I'm not going. I'm not going. And God told him not to go, and he said, I'm not going. But then the man sent back and said, I'll give you power. I'll give you authority. You know, I'll promote you. And now the man began to waver, and he goes back asking God again, and God said, go. And when he went, God's anger was provoked against him, because we have to realize that sometimes we can bug God. We have the answer. You have gotten the answer from God, and you know God is saying, don't go. You know God is saying, don't do it, but you want to go back and make sure God said no. And we can flip it. We want to make sure sometimes that God said yes. You know, and it's all to avoid being obedient. And that's why we were talking about earlier, that obedience is so key. Because look what God had to do to Balaam. He had to have his donkey, have a dumb donkey, a donkey that was not supposed to be able to talk to him. And say, look, man, you better open your eyes. Don't you see the angel of the Lord standing there getting ready to strike you down? You know, open your eyes and see the direction that you are going. The angel of the Lord said, your ways are perverse before the Lord. And we have to, that's another thing we want to do before we leave this year, as we go to church tomorrow night. Examine our hearts, you know, what is going on the inside of us.
Amen.
We have to examine our hearts and say, what's going on the inside of me? Don't look at your neighbor. Don't look at your brother or your sister. So many people pointing fingers right now. But Pastor Anthony and I, we minister from ourselves first. we go inside first before we begin to come out. So we got to check ourselves.
And isn't that the hardest ministry? When you look in the mirror and you see sometimes the ugliness that still sometimes reside on the inside of you, or not necessarily ugliness, but that place where you have not fully rendered and handed over to God. And that one of the things that we have to get to the place where we just totally trust him. And I am of the belief that even when we err, because a lot of people, Pastor Rebecca, if we were to be honest, still have that question, well, Lord, is that you?
Yeah.
Lord, is that you speaking? Lord, which way should I go? I'm at the crossroads. I have two choices. I have four decisions to make in this particular area of my life. Which choice is your choice?
Mm.
And I'm of the firm belief that even when we err, or even when we miss it or make a mistake, God still, because he loves us, will restore and will recover and will regain everything, even if we lose it for a moment. Because God loves us that much.
Yeah. Woo. And Pastor.
Glory. Let me finish this one.
I want you to finish that. Go ahead.
But even when I met you, if you remember, one of the things I said to you when I started getting serious was that even if, and I knew God forbid if you would, but even if you don't do or live up according to the wife that I'm looking for, I believe that God won't put on me more than what I can bear.
Wow.
So even going into marriage, and we have a great marriage after 12 years and looking forward to the future together, even my mindset back then, and I was a baby Christian, but even then I said, Lord, I trust you enough so that when I make decisions, maybe that is not of you, you'll still get me to the place where I can learn from my mistake and move past that and gain in wisdom.
Yeah, and you know what? I said the same thing. You know, it's amazing that you you are sharing that with our audience, because if we were both in the same place where we didn't say it to each other, but to me, I said the same thing. I said, God, I trust you not to let this man hurt me any more than I can handle it. And yeah, we have hurt each other, you know, but guess what? It isn't any more than we could handle. And that's how great God is, that he has allowed us, even through the hard times when we were learning how to be married to each other, that he has allowed us not to hurt each other any more than either one of us can handle, and to grow in that hurt, to grow and coherency and a sense of cohesiveness to the point where threefold core is not easily broken. That you and I and God, I mean, my God, that's a match that cannot be broken by any means. And the fact that even if you have been the wrong choice, you know, because I question and you question whether marry each other. You know, we had kids, we had issues, you know, we both had exes. But even in the thinking whether or not we were going to be together, even if it had been a wrong choice, I thank God that his word tells us that we are still blessed. That's what you say. Even when we make the wrong choice, God still blesses us. And I was reading today, Psalm 32, verse 1 says, is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. My God, I love the Bible. I love God. I love his word. And I love the fact that he gave me the Holy Spirit and he gave you the Holy Spirit, so we both knew that we were the only ones for each other. And you better not say anything different.
Amen.
You only have eyes for me, right, boo?
Yes, I only have eyes for you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's right, Marcus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He said the right thing. And women don't go by a script. You know, sometimes we try to script our men and our husbands and have them say what we want them to say. And I was just joking with Pastor Anthony because he could have said something different, and I would have had to be okay with that. But I had to learn that I can't put the words that I want him to say in his mouth. And when I wanted him to love me, I wanted him to love me because he couldn't help himself, you know, because it was just the only thing that he wanted to do was love me. But I had to be lovable like that in order for him to love me like that. So we have gone through, but it is only the word of God. It is only dunamis. It is his power. It is only by us finally submitting to his will that we are able to have the success in marriage and life that we have today. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. I feel like saying hallelujah right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it's just a blessing, as you said, you know, you were just sharing that. And someone needs to encourage themselves today, because we understand, not necessarily in economic times we're living in, but marriages are going through, Pastor.
Yeah.
You know, our homes are under attack like never before. And as you said earlier, we are starting to see younger people lose their lives. This country is still at war, and many layoffs will begin to happen on the early part of next year. But we need to refocus and again regain what God is doing in our lives individually, and then begin to turn this thing around as Christians. And when people see the manifestation of what God is doing in his people's lives, and then we can win some souls over into the kingdom.
Amen.
That's our purpose. The Bible says, you know, Jesus says to Peter, Satan decides to sift you as wheat, but I pray that your faith fails not. Not you, Peter, but I pray that your faith fails not.
Mm.
So we need to know, when we walk by faith and not by sight, God will honor, Jesus will honor the kind of faith that we have in him. So I want you to increase your faith today, knowing that all things are going to be well. It is well with your soul.
Amen.
Your latter days will be greater.
Yes. And today today things can be well with your soul. Not in January when the inauguration comes. So many people are so sick and tired of the old way of government, and that they're excited about having a new president. And a lot of people are looking forward to when the new president officially takes office, for when they will be able to breathe a sigh of relief. And God is saying, no, you know, you're making idols now out of man. And he said, you're looking on the arm of flesh. And he said, we cannot look on the arm of flesh for what only God can do. If you really want to be blessed during this season, you have to put your faith on God right now. While you have the bills piling up on the counter, right now, while the automotive industry is in trouble, right now, while you're having trouble in your marriage, right now, while you're waiting on the Boaz, or you're waiting on that rib, you're looking for your rib, right now, while you're believing God to grow the ministry, amen. And don't tell me, you know, people are like, well, we don't need a whole lot of people in the church. We need a whole lot of people in the church, because the more people that we can get off the streets, out of the world, into the church, the more people we can impact with the word of God. So we need to make disciples, not just to get people saved, but we need to disciple people and teach people so that they can live life and live life victorious through Christ. Through Christ, everything consists, everything continues to exist through Christ. It's not man, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl can take the place of the power of Christ, amen. And we have to get our focus. That's why I say, if you could do that now, if you could shift, even before we go into January, if we could begin to shift our focus and begin to focus again on God and his word and his business that we're supposed to be doing on a daily basis, then when the time for the blessing comes for the children of God, because Israel, the Israel of Christ, is going to receive a tremendous blessing during this next season that we're going into. Yes, we have winter, but right after winter comes harvest time. Right after winter comes spring, comes Toriel. The Toriel is coming, a sprouting up from the ground. That's Latin for a shoot or a sprout coming up from the ground. Like we look for that blade of grass in the springtime. And we're not talking about a natural spring, but we're talking about a spiritual spring. There's a spiritual spring coming into the lives of the people of God, but we have to be the people of God. We have to be the people of God in order to receive the spiritual spring that God is bringing forth during this time of the latter rain. So we have to be ready to receive what God is doing. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Pastor Anthony.
Yes.
I know you got something to say, baby, and I want to hear it, because I just love the wisdom that the Lord brings forth from your belly. We have 8 minutes, and if anybody wants to call, the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. Go ahead, baby.
It's a wonderful thing that you just, very insightful words that you just shared with us, because, you know, even God knows us in this human condition, that even as people in the natural, as man, sometimes we have to be on the receiving end. It's just a human nature to want something from God. I think the church has erred to a degree during the prosperity movement, where the message of prosperity was outweighing the essentialness of prayer. We were supposed to prosper, but somehow in that the thing of prayer got lost. But now that we are praying again, because in this world living, God has now forced us into a posture of prayer again. I believe that now God wants to tangibly give us something to show his goodness towards us.
My God.
It's all that way. If you look at the Old and New Testament, God has always blessed those chosen people that he have chosen. Mm. And if you are a Christian today, if you are a believer, if you are a disciple, you're not an atheist, you're not a Muslim, you're not a Buddhist or Catholic or Mormon, you are a Christian, now God wants to bless you as his chosen generation. And God will show you and others, he'll prepare a table in the presence of your enemies, because he wants to show you and others through you that when you serve him, no, he's not a Santa Claus, no, he's not a sugar daddy, but when you serve him, he wants to bless his children. The Bible says in the natural, when a child comes to a parent or a father, how in the natural, when they ask for bread, will they not give them a stone? How much more will our Father in heaven give us? who ask of him. So yes. Don't begin to confess and operate and open your mouth to begin to ask God for what you want or what you need, but know that God will honor it.
Mm.
Your prayers are effective.
Wow.
Your prayers do move the heart of God.
Mm.
Your prayers are being heard. They are not falling on deaf ears. And when we know that our communication to God is getting through, that should encourage you alone before the manifestation of a thing.
Mm.
Because
my God.
Glory to my name. Pastor, before we got our property and our facility, God just brought that thing back to me. 1 John chapter 5. It says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And if he hears us, glory be to God, we know that we will have that which we ask of him.
Mm.
And you know, me carrying that thing around, I carried that scripture around in my wallet until we secured our church property that we operate out of right now.
Mm.
Because God told me in that season to stand on his word. I stood on his word, and that word was manifested in the earth. And that's what God is saying to someone today. Go ahead and put your favorite scripture in your pocketbook.
And
put it on your refrigerator.
Mm.
Go ahead and put that thing on your cubicle.
Mm.
And remind yourself what God's word says.
Meditate on that word. And don't suffer in silence. So many people are suffering in silence. They're like, well, God knows what I need. You know, he's my father. He knows that I need money. He knows that I need food for the refrigerator. He knows that I need whatever it is that you need. He does know what you need. Amen. But, you know, it's like any parent who's looking at their child, and the child is an adult child, and you know that that child has a need. But there are times when you won't extend what the child needs because you want the child to come to you and communicate with you. You want the child to come to you and be in relationship with you. And that's what God is saying, that I want my children, all of my children who are scattered, he said, I want to bring them together. I want to embrace them like a mother hen embraces her children, like a mother hen embraces her children. He said, I want to embrace you, and I want to give you. God says, I want to give you what you need. He says, but I need you to be in relationship. God said, I need you to be in relationship with me, amen, during this season that we're going into. I don't want you to get haughty, you know, because God can bless us right into haughtiness, where we're so blessed that we think that we're all of that and we're thinking too highly of ourselves. But God says, I want to bless you, but I don't want to ruin you. So God is saying, open your mouth and begin to communicate with me and begin to tell me what you need and tell me what you want. He says, I will even give you the desires of your heart. But if it's a perverse desire, then God knows how to protect us from that. Amen. He knows how to turn us from perverse ways. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And nobody called in today. Pastor Anthony, we have 3 minutes. We do have 919 on the call. Let me see if she wants to speak. I don't want to assume. I believe this is Sister Janine. I don't want to assume that she doesn't want to speak. Sister Janine, you're on the air.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you.
I'm at work, so I'm just listening.
Amen. Well, Happy New Year to you, and so glad to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. I figured she was at work and she couldn't talk. But Pastor Anthony, we have 2 minutes. And I just want to thank everybody for coming. Guest 672, Tridium Pen, Lady Prophet, Carden, nice to meet you. Marcus L. Boston, who we will be interviewing on the second Tuesday of January for his book, A Pastor's Mistake. And Pastor Anthony and I were talking about you this morning, Marcus. And also we have Miss Quiet Storm with us, Prophetess Singletary, our very own, and our very own Mrs. D. Neal, who is a virtual member of our church. Our guest 613, we have Zach and Angela, a powerful couple in the Lord, Sister Peaches, a psalmist, and she has a CD out there. I don't have her information. Sister Peaches, you can put that in the chat room because I need to go and buy your CD as well, Pastor Emily, in this last minute, what do you have to say to the people of God? And we want to thank all of you for being with us today.
I'm just encouraged today by everyone, those of you who have a blog or programs of your own, those of you who are doing the work for God, and those of you who even have been procrastinating or hesitating to do what God has called you to do. Tomorrow is always there for us, so I just believe, God, as we cross over into 2009, if you can find yourself on your knees to bring in the new year, do so. Even if you can't go to a local church, find yourself on your knees in your own home, just praying to God for this 2008 season and asking God to bless 2009. If you're anywhere in the New Jersey area, come on over to New Creation Church. Our doors open at 10 p.m., and we always bring the new year in on our knees, praying and believing God for 2009. So increase your prayer life. Believe God. It all starts and ends with prayer. And just believe God that he will do what he's going to do.
Amen. Hallelujah. And again, this is Pastor Rebecca. We'll be on tomorrow for the Life More Abundantly radio broadcast, and also on Friday this week for Woman to Woman with Prophetess Singletary, myself, and Sister Tina Michelle. So join us. Sister Peaches is CD, cdbaby.com/CD/sister, S-I-S-T-A-H, Peaches. So go on over and pick up a copy of A Reflection of Him by Sister Peaches. God bless you. We love you. Thank you so much for being with us on today, and we look forward to seeing you all in the new year. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Oh,